You're listening to Vatican Radio.
Activists say as many as 100 people have been detained on Saturday in Belarus, where thousands defied a ban to protest against the policies of autocratic President Alexander Lukashenko. The demonstrations were among the most massive protests in a series of rallies that were sparked by a so-called social parasites tax on the underemployed. Regional correspondent Stefan Boss reports.
Riot police violently removing protesters in the Belarusian capital Minsk. Activists say as many as 400 people have been detained for taking part in Freedom Day rallies. Earlier, a crowd had tried to march along Minsk's main avenue, but were blocked by a cordon of riot police wielding clubs and holding shields. Protesters also took to the streets in other cities across this former Soviet nation. Saturday's demonstrations were the latest in a series of protests against the policies of authoritarian President Alexander Lukashenko. The Belarusian Helsinki Committee, a major advocacy group, also said that police raided the office of a human rights organization detaining dozens of activists. Activists claimed that in the days preceding the latest demonstrations, more than 100 opposition supporters were sentenced to jail terms of 3 to 15 days. Prominent opposition figure Vladimir Neklaev reportedly was pulled off a train by police during the night while trying to travel to Minsk. There have been weeks of sporadic protests in Belarus. They were initially focused on President Lukashenko's unpopular anti-parasite law that calls for a $250 tax on anyone who works less than 6 months a year but doesn't register with the state labor exchange. Yet the protests have broadened into general dissatisfaction with his rule, which some critics have called Europe's last dictatorship. In his 23 years as president, Lukashenko has stifled dissent and free media and retained much of the Soviet-style command economy. For Vatican Radio, I am Stefan Bos, reporting.